Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm Weezy, and we just want to give a quick shout out to our best supporter, Jolie Beauty Bar, the bomb.
They are so bomb, guys. They actually hooked up our faces for our cover art that you guys now see, and they did an amazing job on our hair and makeup.
Oh my God, awesome. Shardé did our hair, like slayed it. Fucking Marcus in there made me feel so beautiful. I was like, I felt like I could suck a dick. None of the mascara would run. You know what I mean?
No, totally.
So they have.
And I'm not gonna lie, wait. We also got drinks while they did this, which made it all the while better.
You literally walk in, they're serving your drinks, and it's just fucking amazing. It's in the East Village. People are walking by. They see the bananas and the horrible decisions just happening in there, and they are just the fucking coolest place.
It was great, yeah.
Literally, the people before us, I think, was a bridal shoot, you know?
Yeah,
they're a super conservative family. They're great. They're located at 44 East 1st Street in the East Village between 1st and 2nd. Go to joliebeautybar.com, J-O-L-I, to book your appointment, and use the code WDP20. Get 20% off your first visit. It is a super affordable, luxe feeling, just amazing. I don't have any words anymore. They're just great. We love these girls.
Absolutely.
So, thanks, Jolie.
Thanks.
All right. Are you ready for this ratchet ass song?
Ready.
It is going to make you laugh. I'm only using this because Loverboy says I have one of these, and I feel like this is my anthem.
Oh, God.
You remember this song?
Cushy,
honey, Cushy,
this pretty
pussy. Ooh, you say terrible.
Twerking for me. I used to love this song
because we were ghetto.
I'm not gonna lie, my pussy's pretty, and I've been told that quite often.
It's cute.
It is cute, right? I think I've sent you videos before. I love showing off pussy videos. Well, I can show you right now. No, we'll save that for later. Anyways, guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This
hi,
is your
hi.
Girl, Mandy B, and I'm sitting here with
Weezy, WTF.
And we are so glad to be here yet again. We are rolling this motherfucking shit out.
I'm really excited because I have so many things to tell you, and I need so much advice on it from like everybody.
Is that something
like on the podcast? Like, I just like just talking about my week. Like, I want people's feedback.
It's so crazy. Like, since we've started it, I've been getting hit up by tons of people. Actually, before we start, do you want to read a fan mail, or you have one?
Yeah, let's do it at really the end, because I kind of want our guests to join in on that one.
Okay.
As well.
Okay, yeah, we actually, and I do want to let you guys know, if you guys need advice, if you guys want to share your horrible decisions, any of that, you guys are more than welcome to hit us up on our Instagram. We do have an Instagram page for the podcast now, but you can also send us an email. You can be anonymous and send us an email at horribledecisions@gmail.com and hit us up. So, today, or how do you want to roll with this one?
I don't know.
You're taking the fucking wheel. Take the wheel, baby.
Oh my God. Okay, so I just have to think of something. So, you know, Loverboy's gone.
Yes, he
is. I just thought it was going to be totally deaded. And then it was like, the second he fucking left, we've been texting like crazy, pictures like crazy going on until right. I'm just like, I don't even know how to talk. So next thing you know, in 4 weeks, I'm going to Venice to see him.
Oh, that is nice.
And I am losing it because I'm excited and I'm nervous because I just don't understand what the fuck's going on. And so we've kind of talked about this, who are we gonna fuck while each other's away thing, right? Months and months he's gone. He's not coming back for a little other season. The weather is going to be cold again when he's back. So how is this going to work, right? So,
well, good, bitch. He's coming back right in time for cuffing season because, bitch, then you get the whole summer to be a motherfucking hoe.
Thank you. I thought about that. I did. So he was saying to me, like, okay, so I'm seeing him in a month, right? And it's like, you know me. I'm the type of person, I don't believe that if you stick your dick in a bitch, you're in love with her. So we've been talking about fucking other people. And yesterday he went on a date and so did I. Now, the girl that he went on a date with, he sent me a picture of.
And she was hot, guys.
She was
Not going to lie. I sat there and looked at Weezy. Sucked. I was like, she was like, those are the fucking Russian eyebrows. She was, but bro, she was hot. And I was like, bitch, I don't know what a Russian eyebrow is.
Thin
but
is fun. They love that
cute.
Thin tattoo shit.
And
she's
it,
cute.
It was
she's
thin,
cute.
But she was cute. And I was like, bitch,
so
you going to let him go on that date with her finance?
Life was going. But that's the thing, right? What do I want him to do? Fuck this girl and pretend that, yeah, like he's going to bed. So, no. So, we've been talking about it, and he was, like, telling me these girls, and I said, let me approve. And I don't want no ugly bitches around because I just feel like that's corny. Like, I know bitches want their man to fuck somebody that's not as cute as them, but I don't really think it matters. I think that I don't know. I want him to be around some bad bitches. I don't want no ugly hoes sucking his dick.
I know that's right.
So anyway, he sends me a picture of her. I'm like, okay, she's pretty. Do you like her? And he's like, not like I like you. No, I like her enough to fuck her. I'm like, okay, then fine. Go out with the bitch. So they're out and he sends me a text. And this made me feel good because I thought I wasn't going to hear from him all night. And right. He's like, I'm talking about you to her. And I told her I like you. And she's telling me that she likes girls too and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, tell her I said hi. And then he sends me this, a picture of them. Together.
Yeah, look.
What hold the on. Fuck?
Look, bro, and she's cute, bro. I'm not even. Look.
I know.
Look, she's trying to cover his face.
God, okay.
Bitch, he so ain't the nobody.
The point is, I was trying to zoom in on this fucking cunt. The point is, I don't really know what to. When they sent the picture, right? I'm just like, oh my God, they're sitting.
Mind you, of course, the whole time he's like, Weezy, I've been talking to her about you, though, this whole time.
Shut your mouth, bitch.
I don't know if I believe that part, but he made you feel good about being on a date with another bitch. That was nice of him.
And I'm going to tell you what. When the picture came through, right, immediately I'm laughing. I call my mom. I'm like, Ma, this motherfucker just sent me a picture of him and his goddamn bitch in a bar. So she's laughing. She's like, send it to me. So I send it to my mom. She's like, fucking Russian whore. So...
They do apparently have the best prostitutes, though.
Listen, the girl's beautiful, and I'm not going to say, right? But this is the thing. My mom was like, how are you feeling? I'm like, honestly, like, a part of me is really jealous. But then this other part of me is like, what could be better? Like, you're out with another girl. You just took a picture with her. She knows you're sending it to me. You're talking about me. Like, I feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless the whole time he was saying you're his cousin.
I sent my titties, so I doubt that you're
cousin. Not in that case. No, I'm just playing. But no, and it's...
And I like the openness and the involvement. Like, I almost felt like I was there. Like, it felt good. Like, yeah, I know you're going to go
but
fuck
this girl.
But
the fact that you're super into open relationships in general, I think this helps to, this is how you're building your relationship
more,
with him.
This has never happened. I've always been more like, I want to have threesomes together and relationships together.
Right.
This, like, you going out with another girl, I get to see her.
That's a little much.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, am I not going to expect him to get fucked while he's gone?
However, let me ask you this. Because I think we've talked about it and you're into this relationship thing. However, you done caught feelings for this nigga so much, you don't really want to bring a bitch in bed with y'all.
Okay, wait, you lying. Hold on. Yes, I do.
But
I'm dying to see him fuck somebody and me be in there.
But you, is it?
Oh, but
you want to bring your girlfriend though, right? Yeah. She doesn't want to bring her girlfriend to this guy. She wants a random stranger instead of the girlfriend who she's
because
been.
I don't like, there's predominant feelings in here with the two of them. And I felt like before her, I was a level playing field.
Right.
With her and then with her and the other guy. Like,
all these fucking names. She just loves for you guys to hear the bleep, bleep, bleep.
I'm sorry. It's just easier to have the combo.
Okay.
Do you want me to be real or not?
Okay.
And so, like, with them, I felt the same way. Now, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. But
no, I get it. Well, I don't know.
But when I was on my date, and I was kind of like, did he want me to go and eat somebody pussy so that he could get the leverage to be like, okay, well, I did
it too. Well, he definitely told you he doesn't want you fucking any other dick. So.
And there's that double standard.
There is a fucking double standard. You're supposed to be okay with him going on a date and potentially, possibly fucking this girl. And you're supposed to be cool with it. I'm sure he did. But he's like.
Fucking bitch.
I already know, bitch. You ain't got to tell me.
So we talked this morning. And
he fucked.
So I.
But yet, at the same time, he's telling you, I like you and I don't want you to fuck no other dick. So if you do. I don't like you no more, but don't want no other dick because we're together.
Like, what? I don't know if he's joking with me or if it's going to be a conversation what? Or what. But so this morning, I wake up, right? It's like 4 a.m. I'm like, I feel like you're cuddling and I'm jealous. And I'm going to go to bed. That's all I said. So in the morning, he calls me and he's laughing. And I'm like, isn't it funny that like your dick is deep down in some pussy? And I'm like, don't cuddle that bitch. I don't give a fuck what you do. Don't cuddle that hoe.
It's so funny.
I don't hear none of it.
And I say that all the time. I would be super into this type of relationship. And I literally tell my guys when we have this conversation, I'm like, listen, if you want to go fuck another bitch, fuck her. But I don't need you taking her on dates. I don't want you being nice to her. Don't show her any type of love to where she might potentially start liking you.
The date thing is vague.
I want her to know it's just dick. No, bitch. It's not. Niggas don't take bitches on dates anymore. Maybe white guys do, but bitch, niggas don't. They're Netflix and chill all motherfucking day long. So if they taking you out in public and spending time with you and spending some money on you, bitch is going to fall in love with that. Because bitches fall in love for FaceTimes now.
Bitch, he eats pussy to where you cried. The bitch is in love already.
Well, I'm interested to see how this plays out, and I'm glad that you're sharing this with our
viewers.
It
was weird when we were on the phone, like, and he was talking about it. He was trying to downplay it so much because I could tell he was scared I was gonna be uncomfortable, but I wasn't because I know that you know I'm waking up for work at this time. You're calling me. You're telling me about this bitch. You ain't there now. Like, I was really cool about it.
And not only that, he's fucking like, let me tell you how this motherfucking
line, though. Talk about. I'm like, oh, was it good? Like, did she do this? Did she do that? Like, so when you came, where'd you come? He's like, oh, I didn't come.
Well, that was nice for you. That
was definitely in the studio just gave the most shade.
We all just like
so you ain't come. You over real. So you just fucked this hot ass girl. And you ain't come. He's like, let me know. It wasn't like you.
He's a liar, but I love it. You gotta say it. Did she suck your dick? Yeah, babe. But it didn't feel like your mouth.
That's all I need to hear. But why you lying up? So then I'm like,
knowing goddamn well guys so come then I'm pretty
like,
much all the time.
I'm like, so did you make her come? He's like, yeah, of course. I'm like, I know you did. I'm like, because you eat really good pussy. He's like, oh no, I didn't eat your pussy. I said, hold on, bro.
Bitch, y'all, that's all he
this
did.
This is the man that I literally really in my heart believe hosts town halls on how to eat pussy because it's that good. Okay? So I just want to know, why you lying?
Anyways, you want to go ahead? I'm super excited for this show again because normally I know you guys are sick of hearing our host stories. And Wheezy decided, bitch, we're going to run out of stories soon. We should probably get some other people in here to share.
No, I'll suck dick if I have to. I will suck dick for, this is my job.
She literally says every week when I'm on Tinder and I'm like, bro, I don't know if I'm, bro, research. It's for research. Think of the podcast,
dude,
bro.
Dude, Carrie Bradshaw, and I'll never forget it. That was my favorite show growing up was dude, Sex and City. You know I used to want to be a journalist.
Well, no.
And there were days where she would go out. It's research.
It's research. Bro, we would literally sit in her house eating fucking Raisinets. That is our shit. Raisinets and popcorn. If you saw us on IG Live, you know that's what the fuck we do.
Dude, we're so fucking.
And she was like fucking rich, so she had a whole fucking movie theater growing up. And we would literally watch fucking, we would watch Sex and the City and then be like, hey, let's rent a movie. We'd rent a movie and she'd literally call.
Oh my
call,
God, we foreseed our bro, future, bro.
Seriously, this is crazy. But she's literally
whoa,
like.
Just like my, is that like not weird? New York, like
is that not weird? We would literally watch Sex and the City and we were like 15, 16.
Wow.
And then yeah, after watching Sex and the City, we would rent movies and she'd be like, it's okay, bro. I'm going to call the cable company right after and say it didn't show or something. We're going to get our money right back. My mom's not going to be mad about the extra $10 on the bill.
Damn, I was... Dude, you see? Hustling.
Hustling, bitch. Anyways, do you want to go ahead and introduce our guest?
I'm trying to get my mind together. I was like, what the...
We wasn't shit.
Yeah, so we have a guest that... contacted us about being a guest, or not really contacted us, but like listens to our show. So this is kind of the first guest we've had that have listened to everything. So I'm really excited because I need some feedback about this lover boy shit. Am I stupid for letting him fuck this model girl? Help me.
God, yeah, we're totally going to be giving her advice.
Two main points. First of all, he definitely came. second of all, I mean, that's like everybody was just like, the hell?
We was like, bitch, please.
It was cute.
I love the idea of his whole family listening to the podcast because then it's like his mom sitting somewhere in another country like, that's my baby. Eating pussy until bitches cry. That's him. That's what we do.
I don't know if it's the mom yet. But so that proud would be of rather
him.
Funny.
Just proud of him.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So I guess go ahead and if you want to introduce kind of maybe what you do and
or
why
maybe
you're
not
here
even that.
York, maybe not even that. Yeah. I don't know. What,
business
what
owner?
You really want to share?
That's you're what just, we got.
Yeah, you could be very vague with it.
My name today is David.
Okay. Right?
And I own a small business. I have a master's in business and I'm a relatively successful guy. I think I do all right. I have a cool life.
My I know that's
Instagram
right.
be popping.
Yeah, it's a lot of planes. Right. Like, I don't know where you live just because you're always on vacation.
It's a lot of planes.
Yeah.
Like, where was the last place you went?
I just got back from Hong Kong and Sydney.
Like, I know that's right.
Yeah, I did like 5 days in Hong Kong, 5 days in Sydney, which was not planned. It was all planned like a couple days before.
That is the type of
And while we
of
were
life
in Hong Kong, we decided to go to Sydney. And then she was working in D.C., who's next to me, the young lady next to me. So
and the young lady next to you is?
Is my girlfriend.
Yes, so we have
and
a
like
couple
super
in
hot.
Here. Yeah, she's
like
super cute.
It's like, yeah, no shit.
I'm not going to lie.
Small
she's
business
super,
owner. Of course you have a
way too hot for me, right? Like, absolutely.
We didn't say it. We didn't say it.
He's 6'4", okay? If you're tall, you get whatever you want.
If you're tall, you get a pass.
I feel like you look safe, too. You're like...
You look super safe, so I'm so excited to have this conversation, because if I ran into you in the supermarket, you would look like a virgin to me.
Didn't we talk about that? Like, resting nice face?
Yeah, right. He's a resting nice face.
Like, people think that they can walk up to me, especially white people, like, they just walk up to me and start saying things that they probably shouldn't say,
because
but they don't know that I'm militant and that it's not going to go well. Like, it's going to go south. Really quickly, what about this face made you think you could just start speaking to me?
I don't know.
That's right. You just look very friendly.
It's like, your teeth.
I'm happy person. I'm happy.
You have a happy face. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. It's the energy. Because then, I'm not going to lie. If you was walking next to your girlfriend, I know they would be like, we're not going to walk up to this couple right now. Because she looks like
she, does
she
look
would
like
shut
a bitch.
Some shit down.
Which actually, can I just say, his girlfriend is really sweet. Before we got, you know, like started recording, my hair was fucked up. It's been raining all day in New York. And she was just like, I'm going to help you with your hair.
See, what a nice fucking way to say your hair looks like shit.
I just like to play with hair. Like legit.
Okay. Well, I can see yours is beautifully flowing. Like you just wanded it and brushed
like
the wands
like
out.
Like you really went
like
small business on
this today.
I believe it. It looks beautiful. I don't know why you would do that with New York rain, but, you know.
It's for me.
The
it's
fact
me.
That it's aww. Still laid down.
I said
I
that shit this
right.
morning, too. I was like, but why? It's raining.
I know. That's right. So you get dressed up and nice and. To be his arm candy. I know that's right.
I feel like I've just seen the same hairstyle for a while now. For a while. And I was just like, wow. I was like, can we just maybe, like, you know, we here. It's a special occasion. Like, we in Times Square.
Now, do you two live in the same city?
We do.
We do.
Okay.
But
do
we
you guys live
travel
together?
Immensely.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so we don't live together.
You guys don't live together?
We don't live together.
How long have you guys been together?
This madness started about a year ago.
Okay.
And yeah. It started a little over a year ago. Yeah. In the grand scheme of things. And there was definitely a smooth couple months where we didn't speak at all. And then, but it's been a
solid
5 months now.
Yeah.
Like a solid.
That count, shit. Do you count like a year to me?
Right. Oh my God. Listen. No, her sense of time. Weezy and Loverboy were talking for all of 2 weeks. And out of nowhere, she's like, bitch, he all I've been fucking for the last 2 months. Girl, you just met him 10 days ago. What are you talking about?
Because we felt connected.
Her connection with time is so off.
She's like, I don't even remember any other dick. It's only his.
Are we married?
You know, she keeps telling you and swear they've been together.
Like, did you tell
forever.
That bitch when you were fucking you had a wife in New York?
So, we got 3 kids.
So do you want to bring up kind of so I want to go ahead and share with the listeners before we get into this what we kind of would love to start doing, and because Weezy and I figured we would probably run out of our fucking horror stories soon, we've been getting so many emails and so many even just advice and topics and convo starters from our listeners wanting to bring up these taboo situations or things that they're not comfortable with sharing with their friends. And of course, they can clearly tell that we don't give a fuck about life. So they openly share with us. And so what we wanted to start doing was bringing on more people to share their stories, because at the end of the day, I can put a strap on all I want. I don't have a dick. I don't know how men feel. I don't know about relationships because I'm single as fuck out here. So we wanted to start kind of bringing in more people who are in tune with their sexuality and kind of just enjoy talking about it, because this is definitely something that not a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people are comfortable with. And we want you guys to listen in and know that this shit is okay.
And
you don't have
normal.
And normal.
Well,
is it normal?
Are we normal?
I don't know if we're normal yet. And we asked that.
I feel
often.
Super normal.
You feel yeah. super normal?
But normal is relative.
Yeah, I feel like normal is relative.
The
so
girl we
a
had,
shit,
you know,
here,
so. Was took her.
Yeah,
keys
the last
and
up,
I,
yeah,
I don't
Jesus,
know. And
yeah.
she seemed very normal.
She definitely had a job. So there was that.
So the definition of normal is having a job.
Paying the bills.
Do you get off the clock? Oh yeah, okay. Okay, that's you. Normal. Yeah. So we asked him to be on because he is bisexual and his girlfriend is here and hot, gorgeous, not weird.
Super hot. Not gonna lie, she was over there in the corner, wasn't paying no attention. Now that the light is shining, I'm like,
and
she
like,
fun?
Yeah, this is not a thing for weirdos. Like,
no,
they seem pretty normal too.
And so I definitely wanted to bring this topic up because we have had a conversation. I don't know if you guys listened. I believe this was maybe episode 1 or 2 where I brought up Moonlight and we had the conversation of bisexual men. So I do want to ask this on air. What is your ethnicity? Because I think that kind of plays into this just a bit.
I'm biracial. So,
you're biracial.
Yeah, my
so
father's
you're...
Caribbean, of Caribbean immigrant. My mother's like regular old white. And
regular old white.
Black
so he black, bitch. He black.
Right.
Okay. He right. black.
Well, so it's an interesting dynamic because I was raised by both my parents. You know,
okay.
Like until 18 or so when my parents split up. But my father's an immigrant from Jamaica, and my mother.
Wow,
was,
Jamaica is
Jamaica,
right,
and I'm
right,
half
right.
Jamaican and white, so you,
right.
we're actually the same.
But my grandfather, my mother's father. father was in the KKK. So the first time I heard the N-word, I was 3 years old, and it was directed from my grandfather to my father. My original memories of like race is like, oh, the skin color is going to be a thing that I'm going to have to deal with my entire life. Of people who are supposed to be in a position to love me because you're my grandfather, but you don't because of the color of my skin.
Which is so funny. My entire, my mom's side of my family, I know my grandmother, my great grandparents passed, but her whole side of the family did not talk to us because we're black. Which is why all of my family in California, San Diego, all of that, I'm not familiar with much of my mom's side of the family because we're black.
Ain't leaving a black man.
My mama, the middle sister, where I'm Jamaican and white, and then my youngest sister is Haitian and white. She loved the island men on top of that. So I know where you're coming from.
The reason I think it plays into this is because either you internalize that or you externalize it. Either there's something wrong with me, why my grandfather and members of my family don't love me, or there's something wrong with them. And my mom did a really good job of navigating that with me emotionally. And so at that point, you started to realize that one, blood doesn't mean anything. Like this supposed genetic DNA connection that we have, it doesn't mean you love me. It doesn't mean you'll have my back, you know, in any way, shape, or form. And your family are the people that choose you and you choose them back. And so how someone feels about you doesn't have to affect your self-esteem.
Absolutely.
And so when I was dealing with my sexuality much later in life, because I'm 35 now, I never even kissed a guy until I was 28. It wasn't something that I was dealing with as a young child or as a teenager and whatnot.
Now, can I ask as a young child, because the first time you dealt with a man was 28, which ironically I've been meeting much older adults who are now getting curious, was this never in your mind?
So I definitely remember, like, I had the biggest crush on Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years. Like, I always remember, she was bad. Yeah, that's a little older than your reference, right? So 10 years. My first love was my high school sweetheart. You know, like, she's a doctor now in Michigan. Like, so I've known that. But there was always, you know, those moments where you might think something's a little different about you. You have an interest in something that maybe you shouldn't.
Okay.
But I grew up in a very conservative religion, going to Christian schools.
Right.
And so that was bad. And I was good. So therefore, I am not that. And so I kind of just closed myself off. I'm a very mentally strong person. I can control how I think about things.
Okay.
And so I thought of it as that's not me. And so I never explored it. And then, you know, as you get into the teenage years in your early 20s, guys are into freaky stuff, right?
They really are.
And so the things on the internet are disgusting. Like, just those horrible, horrible things.
They're fucking gross.
Don't say horrible.
Right.
Exactly. No, I'm not even
you are here.
Right. The things I've heard on this podcast. But I think I started watching like gay porn, and it was something it was something that I was into, but to me I was just telling myself, oh, that's just the freaky shit you're into.
Somebody else
is pissing on somebody, and that's crazy,
that's
right?
That's ridiculous.
Right. Somebody
but
else
look
is,
at it. Someone's getting pissed on. They're going to think you're nuts.
Somebody's going to listen to this show and think
that dude is nuts, but the girl that got pissed on, whatever.
Okay, so here's my question too with you.
I have a few.
And she has a few. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out, and then you're more than welcome to ring them all in. So this is my question, especially with you black. So and I brought this up, and we briefly talked about this before going on air. So in the black community, they don't see a man being bisexual. If you deal with men, you're gay.
Right.
That's period. What I mean. You're gay. So how was it that you were able to, I'm a bisexual man, I like men and women.
Right.
How were you able to, you know, maybe deal with that? And is it something that you are open with?
So I think the need to categorize people is universal.
We had a whole argument about that.
So that's something that's just scientifically proven. You need someone to be this or that for you to be able to understand it and not be afraid of it, right?
Right.
But within the black community, if you touch one of those boxes, then there's a fear that comes into it. Then there's a tabooness. We run from it. And so that's more so in the black community than in the white community. But of course, there's plenty of homophobia in the white community. There's plenty of white kids whose parents turn their back on them and this and the third.
So
it's not like it's not something that happens. But the point is ultimately, I think that I'm in a special situation that I wouldn't say that I see a lot in our community because I'm an active member of the LGBT community. We have a letter in the LGBT thing, you know, like it's B. It's like it's there.
Me
it's
too.
A thing.
B.
Like, right.
Bitch.
Right.
B.
You know, I'm not ashamed of who I am,
right.
And that comes from who I was as a little kid, right?
Right. Right.
So I from 28, it was late in my 28, the first time I did anything at all.
And what was it?
The first time I messed with somebody that I met on the internet, and I was freaked out, and I was like, that was horrible. I will never do that again. Like, I will never do that again. Then back in the day, bro, it was like Craigslist or something. Grimy, right?
I was ready for it to be Craigslist.
Right.
Buy a couch and a cock.
Right.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Right. Pick up, drop off.
It was just a super awkward experience, and I was like, I'm glad I'll never do that again. That was horrible.
Yeah.
And but of course, that's not how the mind works. I actually got promoted to a different city, so I was outside of my comfort zone.
Okay.
And so my social networks and the women that I would normally be around were not there.
Right.
And so you have all this downtime to just let your mind go where it goes.
Yeah.
But somebody introduced me to Grindr, so that made it much easier. And mm-hmm. I'm really funny, and I have a good personality, so even though, you know, however someone can perceive how you look, how level of attractiveness right. you are, like if you got game, if you got mouth game, right. you can talk people into stuff.
Mouth game. And it's right. got me fucked up right now.
And I'm not going to lie.
Kind of mouth game. Right. I just mean speaking.
And for you guys listening, I want to go ahead because we talk about all of these apps. They're not ads. They're not sponsors. So you met Loverboy on Bumble. I am often on Tinder. For guys, for the listeners who don't know, Grindr is actually the, I guess, gay version of Tinder.
Yeah.
It's literally all men, and it actually shows men much closer in your proximity.
Right.
So if you're in the same building as someone, it can literally go to the amount of feet away that
and
you
don't
are
know
people.
If they're upstairs, and downstairs.
Yeah, but it's yeah. literally like a Tinder app, but for men.
By the way, can I just say, in Cuba, one of my friends was so curious as to who was gay. He's like, I need Grindr right now because I need to know what the fuck is going on. Is he a motherfucking second dick
yeah.
or not?
Well,
like,
no, they're
great.
Latin, so. But, no, that was horrible. That was a joke. That was a joke.
That was
Latinos
horrible.
Who are fully heterosexual, I'm just joking. I did have one of my first gay friends. He said, I've never met a Latin guy. I couldn't get there all by sexual, and that was his take, not my take.
It's so crazy because I say it all the time, like Latin men fucking have better arched eyebrows than me. They shave their legs, they shave everything, and I used to be so away from that.
I don't think now, all of them do that. I don't think that's a universal.
Well, I listen.
There are hairy Latin men out
well,
there.
Well,
yeah, but they're like, I think groomed is the word she's
right,
looking for.
The eyebrows is definitely
the
a thing.
The eyebrows like, is yeah. a thing.
I sometimes feel like you see the guy and you see the girl, like, his eyebrows look better than hers,
like,
and she's cool with it.
They look
like,
better than those
I'm
fucking
not
Russian
cool
eyebrows.
With
that's
shit.
What they look like.
Here we go with the Russian eyebrows again.
Fucking whore.
She's in her feelings, guys.
How did you meet your girlfriend?
First job out of college, almost 11 years ago.
Okay.
Wait,
11 years ago, and you guys have been dating for a year?
So.
Wait, did she leave the friend zone? Was it a friend zone thing and a promotion?
Oh, you friend zoned this?
So.
Right.
So.
Right. Maybe that's why I'm back 11 years. I'm still feeling some kind of way about it. You friend zoned this?
So, what had happened was, I was coming out of college. Uh-huh. I was in a good space. I had options, right?
I was still right.
And it was my first job out of college. I take my job and career seriously.
Right.
And so the beautiful Latin woman a couple cubicles away that wants to hook up, although I'm super attracted to her. Like, in the first time I saw her, I remember the day I walked in the office, I was like, well, there's one stupid hot girl in this office.
Right. You know, I love working somewhere with someone good to look at.
So we're hanging out at her apartment one time, and it's late at night, and she puts the moves on, and I'm just... You know what had happened?
She friends.
Right.
She had said,
I'm not going to put her business out there. She said something in that date that was crazy to me.
Wait,
I perceived it as crazy.
What was it? Wait, are you not going to share? Wait, look.
I need permission. I'm not going to say
it. Can you give permission to share?
It really wasn't that crazy. I was 24.
Okay. So that's a yes? All right. So I asked her just a date question, right? So what's your greatest fear? And I was a psychology major originally. And so I know that your answer is most likely going to be to lose the thing you value most. Right? So I asked her, what is your greatest fear? She's like, to be ugly.
And I was like,
and I just laughed.
This is how hot she is, guys. That's shallow as fuck.
Right, like that's not a serious answer. To me, I'm not. She's like, no, seriously, to be ugly. No, go with me on this. Go with me on this.
So, I believe you.
So I'm looking at her like, wait, are you serious? Like, that's what you think? Like, if you weren't pretty, like, that would be the worst thing ever. She's like, well, I was like, do you just think ugly people are just walking around unhappy? She's like, do you think they're happy? And I was like, no. There's issues here. That's a red flag to me. And you're two cubicles away, and I don't need the Latina cutting up my car tires, right? And
so is that really what kept you away?
It really is.
Wait.
That moment.
Wow.
That moment said
right.
she's
now,
crazy.
It couldn't be that I was actually very successful, educated, had jumped out of planes
but he
before living
the
in the military,
right.
had almost been shot. Like, I've already dealt with all the stuff that other people are afraid
afraid of and right. had gotten past it. And like, that and was she all
like,
that was left.
She like, so I got this mom job.
That is a very good, oh, good way of thinking of it. Like, I have lived my life like, bro, I almost died. I just don't want to be ugly at this point. Like, I'm good.
Shallow. So that gave me enough pause to be like, you know what? I'm not going to dip into this. I'm not going to dip into this, right? Okay. And the other part was I didn't think it would be private, right? I thought it would get out in the workplace. It would be drama,
you
right?
You got that dick, huh? She was just going to talk about that dick in the office. You ain't want them knowing you got that thing.
Are you happy? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm moving on.
She said,
come to find out, I have a mortal enemy in this company, like a guy in management that me and him don't get along. Like, right. I hate this dude, right? And so at some point, months and months down the line, maybe a couple years down the line, she's just like, I'm engaged. Uh-huh. So she had been dating this dude for months and months, got engaged. No one even knew. If I knew she could keep a fucking secret, we'd have been doing this shit all along. I didn't know that it was like locking keys, son. Wow. Like, damn. And so I had this giant regret. Right. And she married this guy that I hated, that I'm like the hottest girl that I ever had the chance to get with. I passed and it's just, I screwed it
and
up.
And now
right?
she's married.
Right.
Now she's divorced.
Okay. And we've been friends all along.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we've been friends all along.
It's not awesome that you're divorced. It's totally awesome.
We say, why are divorces so expensive? Because they're worth it. They are wonderful. But we reconnected a year or so ago just out at Best Buy, you know, and we ended up talking for like an hour or two standing there in Best Buy. And I was like, she's coming to my birthday party and housewarming or whatever. And she came to my birthday dinner. We had a housewarming. And then that night it just kind of went
down.
That's
amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So when you, like, you guys reconnected and then, okay, so now I'm like super interested in that. Like, okay, so then the conversation, your sexuality and your sexuality. Like,
did you know already from like rumors in the streets?
Yeah, everything there.
Okay. Ooh, well, then there
everybody
you go.
Knew.
In the click.
And why is it that you didn't give a shit?
Why is it? Yeah. For you to be, I'm
just
super curious
us.
In this. Yeah. So
we are the
woman,
only people I think that we know, right? That
we're the only people that out of all of my friends, they're all like, "Bitch, he'll let you do what? He may do what? What?" And so they're super against any guy even doing the strap on, dealing with men. What made you okay with the fact that you knew he had dealt with men before?
So if I'm being honest, I don't know that I necessarily was.
Okay.
Okay. That is honest.
Yeah.
So the year prior to that, I got divorced.
Okay.
And it was because I found out that my husband was sleeping with a guy.
Oh, shit.
Come on, preach. Preach in these faces, man. The producer's faces are off the chain.
That was a funny story.
We didn't know that. That's the first time I think I've ever said that actually publicly. So, interesting
enough. Thank
but
you.
It's,
no.
In context.
Well, you're nobody. Like, you're Kelly Michelle Beyonce, so, does. So the fuck are you?
So, in context, I think that over the course of like a year and some serious therapy, I figured out that it was not an issue of I was worried about
secret.
The
it
fact
was the secret.
That, yeah, it was the secret.
It was the
fact
secret.
That he
absolutely.
I'm openly bisexual. I had girlfriends when I was in the military. Like, that's not a big issue for me.
Right.
And so I understood the fluidity of it. It was the fact that A,
it was
a secret.
B,
B, when I ask you about it, like, what you need to answer is, I like dudes. And if you can't say that, like, if you say it was a mistake, it wasn't what I feel, and then I find out that there's actually more to that story.
It's the issue with the download life.
Now the issue is, are you comfortable with who you are? And if you're
absolutely.
Not, how
that
can
confidence
we have something?
Is so sexy.
That confidence is sexy as fuck.
You know, let me just say, women say to me all the time absolutely. That they don't want to see their man as weak. And you're sitting here with this huge guy, like...
I'm not weak, though.
Tall enough. Like, I'm just saying,
like
the masculinity, right?
Guy. Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's super
and
masculine.
That confidence has so much more weight.
Absolutely.
Than anything. So just to say, like, just knowing a man was hiding himself, that's what makes it so sexy to me.
Absolutely.
Like,
and I'm,
like yeah.
I'm super against, and I say this often, because anytime I'm on the phone with anyone or I'm trying to get to know someone, and the first time they sit here, and we had this conversation before air, there's times that I'll talk to guys and they'll admit to me the things they've done with men. And my very first question is, do the other women you talk to know this about you? And they're like, nah, man, I ain't telling nobody this. I'm not comfortable. And it's just like that to me, that down low lifestyle and not being comfortable with your sexuality. Not only that, enough to respect who you're having sex with. Let them make the decision if they want to sleep with someone who's dealing with men and women.
Yeah.
But if someone is not secure in themselves, they are not relationship material, period. That's heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual. If you're not secure in who you are as a man or as a woman, the relationship is going to be nothing but problems.
Right. And so this wasn't something where he had to come out to you. You knew before you got into a relationship with him that he... possibly, you know, went both ways.
Like, I don't live a secret life, you know, like, I said, I don't, my mom was the first person I told, you know, like, okay, and so when your mom knows and your friends know, I made a spreadsheet. I'm an MBA. I made a spreadsheet, primary, secondary, tertiary people I had to have this conversation with, because I only, and it was at 28, I kissed somebody. At 30, I came out because I'd rather deal with being
viewed. That's a really quick turnover.
Right, really, because I know people that are stuck there for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I would rather deal with being perceived as gay, right, then deal with lying to the people that I care about and that claim to love. Yeah. And so what's important, and my only real advice to women, is don't connect someone's sexuality
with
to their character and integrity. Because Carmelo Anthony is straight, right? And that stripper's pregnant. You know what I mean? So like you can have your super educated doctor who's banging his secretary.
Right.
So it's like, being heterosexual doesn't mean that you have a man who's honest.
Right.
A man that'll be true to you. A man that will have your back.
For the sound bite.
You know, that's real. And so just because a guy is bisexual and has an attraction to men doesn't mean that I'm a liar.
Right.
Doesn't mean that I'm a cheater. I'm as honest a person as you will ever meet. And I would rather deal with any consequences of being honest than to say I love you, but I'm lying to you.
Right. And this is my question. I actually have a question to you about this, because you being so open with it, and I'm not sure what your dealings are now, but I've had friends ask me, do you ever, so women get jealous of other women.
Right.
With him, is it jealousy with men and women? Is it something to where you feel like, damn, not only might this nigga cheat on me with a girl, but also a guy? Is it something that you, that crosses your mind that it could be anybody, essentially?
So essentially, I'm in a very unique position because I'm dating him. Like, I legitimately can tell you from the bottom of my heart, I have no doubt at any point in time that he would ever do anything to hurt me.
I love him.
Like,
I
love
him.
Like, did we not just give the same reaction?
Sincerely. Like, I get jealous? Sometimes, absolutely. But it's not from a place of fear.
And it's because you trust him. Yeah. You have that.
Like, I don't have
maybe
any
time
spent. I have told him on several occasions when I'm out of town and we can't see each other that it's okay for him to do things. It's fine. I'm cool with that. And he's just
like,
no.
That shit.
He hates that I say it.
And see, this is the
you
thing.
You know what? I totally feel you, because I'm there right now.
She's there right now.
I feel like, I don't know where I stand with this guy, but I feel like he...
But y'all also have 3 months. Y'all have 3 months apart. I can fly for free.
Right.
Like, I can go to Philadelphia.
I feel like he gives a shit enough to where I think when you know someone is emotionally connected to you, you ain't like.
Well, and this is the thing too. The fact that both of you, even you seeming a lot less open than he is, as far as just your personality, I feel like the fact that your communication seems completely open, and you know that. At the end of the day, what you didn't have with your last husband was when you asked him a question, you didn't know if he was telling you the truth.
That is not an issue.
And it's with him, you know that, listen, if I ask you, I'm going to know the truth. And I feel like that's the biggest issue with having relationships, is that you always want to feel like you're finding dirt because you feel like who you're with, you can't trust.
Right.
And when that trust is there, regardless their sexuality, what it is, it's literally focus on that. Yeah. She's over here trying to get sound bites for Snapchat.
No, I just wanted to.
And it's
you were in your mood right
on,
now, bro.
It's on. Yeah, no. I know. And I know you guys hear us talk about funny shit and all the time. And this is still, I'm still with the shit. I mean, I hope you guys are not, you know, still laughing, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, no,
sort of. No, but I definitely want us to dig into this conversation.
So many
because
thoughts
I
are running through
it.
My mind. Like, I have so many couples that they put on that front for you, you know,
all
and
the
they're
time.
These Instagram and them and this and he loves me and
I'm in love.
But no, like, we fight constantly.
Oh, all the
I
time.
Just
want
to
like,
literally constantly.
But you know what?
Because I address every issue that I have.
But
if
again,
I have
communication
seems great.
Communication,
and you seem like it just seems comfortable.
And so he's like a much better person than I.
This is
working on being a better person.
And I have a question to this. And this again goes from personal experience.
She's like, I suck, but
I'm pretty.
We're gonna pause that real quick because it's funny. I tell people all the time when I meet them, I am not a nice person. I am not. I am mean. I will hurt your feelings. But I am a good person. Like, I am someone you can count on. If you were my friend, my friend was in her back home. She missed a flight to Jamaica to start her vacation, and she's in my city. I was like, she calls her mom crying, and her mom goes, so David's gonna come get you? Because she knows I'm gonna come get her. I'm gonna make sure that she's gonna have a great day. Her and her friend, who I just met that day, at my place, we're swimming. I took him to dinner, to lunch. I cooked them dinner.
Right.
We started their vacation because I'm a good person. She's nice. Like, she's nice. Genuinely cares about other human beings in ways that
she cares. I was about to say, she cared about Weezy hair. I don't even care about that shit. I would have just like,
she thought the ugly was going to get caught.
I'm not even going to lie. Weezy will go out and I'm like, I guess she's going for the ethnic look today. So I'm not going to tell her to put a flat iron to it.
I just wanted to catch some of the birds that were nesting in the hair. Like, I just want she wants to look crazy. Maybe she wants to look mixed
today. I don't fucking know.
But you know what I also like about that, though, is that I feel like Weezy knows she's attractive. She knows she's fine and she walks in her confidence. Right.
You know what it is?
She doesn't feel like she has to look perfect all the time for someone to be.
I don't know if I'm the prettiest or not, but I feel like someone will just get it either
way. Somebody wants it. Yeah, somebody wants it.
Like, I feel like whether I have makeup on or not, maybe less catcalls. Maybe, right, if I have something skimpier on, but whoever was going to really talk to me in that bar is still going to do it. Right.
Absolutely.
You know, I just like with me and Manny.
I have a homegirl. She be losing weight all the time.
And we go out all the time. And I'm much bigger. Like, I'm a thick bitch. And I tell her all the time, I still pull mad niggas. I don't give a fuck about these little slim bitches because a guy.
Here's the question, man. There's guys that like me. If you lost 20 pounds, are you fucking the same dude?
I'm still going to have fucking the same dude.
So what you stressing about this 20 pounds
for? And I'm not going to lie. I do want to lose 20 pounds, though. But no, and I say this all the time because I'll have other girls come at me, like other Instagram models, like, and they'd be like, bitch, if y'all only knew, I bag the same niggas that y'all do. Dude. These same blue check mark ass niggas y'all be trying to get.
Oh, God.
Be all of my motherfucking DMs, too. And I know.
I told them what's the
body count? What's the body count on the blue check marks?
Oh, listen, I ain't even going to. They be giving blue check marks out for a long time.
She's like, aren't you the interviewee?
Wait, Twitter started in 09. We're not going to do that math. No, but and that's the thing, like, that we say all the time. And when I'm going,
who's for you is for you.
Who's for you? Who's for you? Who's for me? Who's for me? And when we go out, when I go out with any of my friends, even if we all see the same guy, we'd be like, bitch, well, let's see who he talked to. And it's literally like there's no competition because we all pull different types of men. We all are open to different types of things. She's more into dom shit. I'm into dom shit. She's like sub. My other homegirl is super prude. She's fucking, I think she,
the one we had on. She was an episode.
Well, no, the one that we just had on. Her. So well, even Crystal. Crystal just got her first good dick at 29.
Wow.
So I'm like, isn't it sad? So sad.
I don't want to laugh. I'm sorry.
No. So like we say this all the time, but yeah. So.
Let me ask some of the questions I had.
Yes,
because I feel like everybody will have these. People are going to be like, why the fuck didn't you ask them this?
Okay, so yeah.
When you said just now that you said he could do things, what are you thinking in your mind? Do you think
he can do things?
Like, men or women? When you guys are not together and you let him know that, hey, you can do your own thing, what is going on in your mind? What do you think he's doing?
I don't think he's doing anything. I at one point was encouraging it. Apparently, it's a bad idea to do that. So, because like I said, I travel a lot. And as a woman, I think that sometimes our needs are, sometimes can be different. Or at least I know for us, sometimes my needs are different. And I'm just like, whatever, I want to go to bed.
Right,
like,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, I'm the one with the sex drive.
Right. Do you feel like you need to accommodate his part of his sexuality, his bisexual side?
Like, have like you fucked him with a strap-on?
No.
Oh, my God.
No?
So, no.
Like, oh, so you're not.
So are you a bottom
another,
top?
Another advice to women, right?
Okay,
if you're going to date a bisexual man and you want it to be monogamous, don't date a bottom. Don't date a guy who intrinsically needs dick in his life.
Damn, like, I'm
if that's something he needs, that's something
that's
you can't provide.
No, that's right.
And it forces. The only
top and bottom, by the way, for you guys that don't know, I feel like we all should, but.
Pitcher and catcher. It's simple. People okay. get it.
You'd be shocked. Right.
You'd be shocked.
But the guys that I've dated have all been rock bottoms, like people who have no interest in poking anybody with anything.
Okay.
And it's not to say I've never experimented, because of course you experiment.
Right.
And sometimes if you're you know,
and you might not like it. Yeah.
Right. But it's the bottom line is I don't have a need for it. So if what our issue sexually is that we're not in the same city all the time. And
okay.
So if I could sleep with her every single night, there would be no need for anything ever.
Right.
Like the frustration that I have is not that I miss being with a guy, because I'm in love with her.
Right.
And when you start making love with somebody, what is like fucking?
I'm fucking cry, dude. Right. I think my period's coming.
It must be.
But
no, she's super emotional.
But like yeah,
no,
but,
I get
like
that.
Going to like hooking up with someone when you're making love to someone, it's like it's pales in comparison, and it's just stupid. And
okay.
Let's say those months we weren't talking, like I was around the world acting the god dang fool.
Okay.
Right? You know.
Yeah.
But as soon as we reconnected, and I
it's
swear,
just her.
So this is funny. I stole a kiss just because she had started dating someone else, and she's like, "I'm being super honest with him," so I wanted her to have to tell him that we made out, right? And that was it. Was just me being petty. I was being petty, right? And then I kissed her, and the world stopped. Like it was like everything I'd done the last couple months, I didn't want it anymore.
I
was
like, I need to get back online. I don't know if I met my match here. Right. He wasn't talking about me like this in that Russian
I know that's
the fucking world stopped. No, it didn't. No,
I don't think that came out.
iMessage might have stopped when the text came through. But it was not this. Do you
have any more? His text went green.
Right. He left Wi-Fi.
Yeah, okay. So it seems because as sexuality is open, I think just like she asked the question of pegging, because we just assume, right? So I assumed that your relationship is more open. Do you ever want to bring other people into it? Do you talk
that
about it?
That was a good question, yeah.
And if you do, that like, was on my mind. To what capacity?
Like, first of all, have you guys had threesomes? Okay, and if you guys do have a threesome,
you both like women.
As the girl, you both like women, you both like men. Would it be open as far as the gender?
I feel like that's something we legitimately haven't discussed.
You guys haven't even discussed that. Wow. Okay.
I mean, do you watch porn together?
As a guy, right? Okay. Every time she looks at a girl, I get hopeful. Right? Right. So we had this conversation because we're crashing at your place, right? We're crashing at Weezy's place while we're here in New York City. And at some point, I was just like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about meeting her because we have mutual friends, and I just felt like we would click and we would be friends, right?
Is a mutual friend of mine.
And so, and I wanted to go to Cuba really bad, but I couldn't go because I didn't know you. Like, I was pissed. I can fly for free. So I was just expressing to her how excited I was because I had to cancel a non-cancelable hotel. Like, I got a doctor's note from a friend that's a doctor to say my mama was sick. And so she at one point goes, "It seems like you're more excited to meet her than me." And I'm just like, wait, what?
By the way, I have another bedroom in my apartment, which is why they when they came to New York, they stayed with me. Because I know they're like, "What, y'all in the bed together? Yeah, we know where you roll, bitch."
No, it's a two-bedroom.
She's like, "I just feel like you really want a threesome to happen this weekend." And I was like, wait, I didn't say any of that.
It's not about that. I just like horrible decisions.
A day later, he's like, "So this is like," I'm like, "I just don't remember who this is." Because he had mentioned, right?
So he pulls this video out,
and I'm like, I mean, I wish if you just showed me that
the one where you said, where you told Loverboy this is your pussy, and then you were like, "Why did I do that?"
You can't show your girlfriend her talking about loving.
I totally can.
Here's the thing: when he reminded me who this was, I was like, "Well, I wish you just said it was her, because I probably wouldn't have got so upset about the fact that you wanted to see her,
because she'd be looking crazy as hell. Have you seen her hair?"
And so as a guy, and I feel like you can relate to this. Like, if the opportunity ever existed for you to sleep in the apartment that both of these women were sleeping in, right? You would have some hopes and dreams about the future of what could happen, right? And the reality is, she was making it like, "You want to have, like, you be happy even if I wasn't there." And I'm like, "No, that's not it. I want y'all, hold on, let me finish." Wait, let me finish. This is good.
Because I thought she was average, and then you showed me her picture. And I got over it.
So I'm sitting there going, "No, I want you two to be attracted to each other. Whatever I would need to do,
whatever I can get.
If I needed a hand or an appendage or a mountain, or if I needed to sit in the closet like the white man and just masturbate and be like, this is the greatest moment of my life.
WPS,
I'm so happy to be watching this live. Like, I'm fine with anything. This is not about me going behind your back to meet her. Like, I just would, if the first time I ever saw her touch another woman, it would be awesome. No. I've made this awkward, right?
Your girlfriend is blushing.
Listen, I'm cool. It ain't gonna be awkward with me, y'all. I'm fucking like just giving them drinks, feeding them shots, and just sitting here like, "Well, what's gonna happen?"
Let me ask another question that is very interesting, right? As women, like, so same with me and Loverboy, right? He's like, "Oh, I love when you fuck girls. Like, take them home, blah, blah, blah." He only gets jealous if I come too quick. It's a weird thing. Uh-huh. So
I would lose my ever-loving mind. If she was with another dude, I would lose it. I can't.
Yeah. What is it about not needing to be involved? Is it because men don't feel threatened when another woman's with their woman?
That's exactly it.
That's it.
Like, there's, I have no.
But how do you know that I don't eat pussy better?
I was about to say I eat pussy way better than a lot of guys.
Maybe I can learn something. Like I don't have a problem.
You're
with
like, I know you're not taking my bitch.
Yes, but like, that's exactly it. You're not leaving me for you.
Now when a man is involved,
how do you know she wouldn't leave you? Like, why couldn't it be the same for a man? What is the complex?
Why would you not leave me for a woman?
Bitches be like, I know that's right. So much fucking drama. And bitches are just fun, and I'm the same way. Yeah, I'm super like, and I'm beautiful. Yeah, they're beautiful, and I love dealing with them. Yes, but no, bro, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm gonna marry a man. Right. As much as I like women, as much as I like being with women, it's the same way. And even when I was dealing with, I guess we could bleep it out. He hated that I liked women. And I think it was more so him thinking like, well, damn, not only that, every time you're out with your friends, you're going to be eating pussy. Every time you're that. And I think it was more so maybe an insecurity thing. He thought that.
But if you're not securing yourself, like, how'd that relationship go? Which is what we talk.
Yeah. And it's literally about like, no shit.
Right,
nowhere.
I could have solved that for you at the beginning.
Yeah. Nowhere. And it's literally that confidence. But he was like, damn, is there something a girl is doing that I ain't doing?
Do you think you could date an insecure man? Like the guys you slept with in your life, your Instagram.
So many of them are insecure.
Your Instagram.
Yeah. No shit. No, not only my, well, it's my followers that has it. That's a huge issue with a lot of the regular men. But not only that, and I know a lot of blue check mark niggas.
Right.
I'm friends with a lot of them. Like, literally friends. And she knows I'm friends. There's quite a bit of guys that I haven't fucked at all. And the fact that they're just in my phone, I've had guys, well, why would you be with my regular ass when you got ex Joe Blow making fucking $30 million in your phone? Why would you not be with him? And so it's come up tons of times that most men that I meet are insecure as fuck. However, I will say I bring up the sexuality thing, because I'm not going to lie. I have met another bisexual man, literally the most confidence in the model boy.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the most confidence.
But he's also a model.
He's a model.
No. He's accepted himself.
No. Okay.
That's what.
And he's super
and
open.
Right.
And he's fine as shit. Perfect body. But deals with men and women. But literally probably the most confident guy I've ever met in my fucking
life.
So
you do, I feel like to get to that space, you need a competitive advantage. Like, he's a model, I'm brilliant. Like, I know I'm smarter than every fucking body. So if you're into smart guys, LeBron James ain't gonna take you from me. Dwight Howard ain't gonna take you from me. Them dumb niggas ain't taking you from me. Like, not if that's what you into.
Why do you look like
so, okay. And I just realized we're going over time.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and end the show. Do you want to go ahead and say something nice?
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for coming and like reaffirming that love for me. Almost.
Not only love, but just the confidence.
Being honest. There we go. Reaffirming you can be honest.
Honesty and communication. The fact that those do exist and the fact that both of you could genuinely accept each other for who each other are, I think it's so important to know for all of our listeners, anyone who's maybe not comfortable with their sexuality, to know that if someone doesn't accept you, there is someone out there that will.
Right.
And you shouldn't and have to feel just like you have to change.
She probably won't be as beautiful as mine.
She's not sitting here with her shoulders down and looking awkward.
She's like this is my man.
Even when you were saying guys I've dated, like I looked at you a lot. I just wanted to see you get uncomfortable once, and it just didn't happen. I didn't want to see it.
When like guys are like, so when did you transition?
So I literally introduced her to a friend and said, this is my girlfriend, and I turned away. I wasn't paying attention, and he goes, so when did you begin your transition?
And they thought you were in trans.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But you're
oh,
looking at her. Come on.
No, you definitely
she's tall. Like,
it's okay.
You know, she doesn't even.
I flipped it. Like 2 days later, we were at
A Broadway play here in New York. The curtain's about to go up. She's like, I got to pee. And I'm like, are you serious? Like right now? So we go. The girl's line is like two blocks. The guy's line is just moving. And she goes, what do you think the bathroom laws are here? I said, I heard nothing but trans. He called me a transgender person. He asked me if I was transitioning, blah, 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 blah. I said, if you walk in that bathroom, I don't ever want to hear about what happened at that bar again. And she's like, deal. I said, I'll clear the way. And I went in there like an offensive lineman and said, this is your stall, boo. Come on, boo. And then the black girl behind her said, can I go next? Come on, boo. I got you.
I got you. Right.
And then she's washing her hand in between two dudes, and they're just looking at her like, the fuck is this?
She's like,
don't worry about what's between my legs.
We made it back to our seat, and the play opened.
I know that's
and that's
that
another thing.
Awesome.
A bisexual guy, I've taught her positions in football so that she understands all of the offensive linemen's positions, the wide receivers, and we can go to Broadway plays together.
Well, we're not together, but I try to put her up on sports terms too, because you know,
no,
a lot. No, she's we the not sports here fans. For it. I know that's right.
Right.
Hello.
I just
right. I like yeah. watching men sweat and run. Yeah.
Let me just look at their butt.
So, that was so great. I always wanted to do this. I could do this with my eyes closed. I never in a thousand years thought that she would be comfortable enough to even allow me to walk in here and talk openly on the internet.
So,
and I'm so proud of her right now.
I'm so proud of you.
You scared the shit out of me about her.
My girl is not like open, let's talk about our personal sex lives right. in front of the world kind of thing. And even though if it's anonymous, it's still the internet and people gonna
absolutely.
Connect these dots.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm super proud of you and I love you more today than I did yesterday.
Oh my god!
I hope you still like me more.
Like you won't get
as
it tonight.
As long as you won't be ugly
tonight. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Horrible Decisions. Again, continue to tune in, and if you want to be a guest or if you have any, you know, sexual horrible decision stories that you guys
this
want to share
horrible.
With us,
this was like the this best was just fucking
awesome.
Decision
I
ever.
Fucking loved it. This was a super
Can
awesome
we gonna cross it out like
whore cross out
yeah
I don't know
fantastic decisions
gradable decisions I don't fucking know but if you guys want to ever go ahead and send us in any of your stories or be a guest, be sure to email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com or you can reach us out on our Instagrams horrible_decisions. You're also more than welcome to holla at me, not holla but holla at me on Instagram or Twitter at Full Court Pumps.
And I'm W.E. Zach. Who the
she
fuck
always
am I, man?
Fuck this shit up.
Just, I just can't get it right.
I know. She's always so bad at this. Where can they find you?
I'm Wheezy. You can find me on Instagram, Wheezy WTF. I just wanted to give a shout out to Cast Sound Lab. We're here today. It's the premier podcast studio in NYC. They handle podcasts, live
and
radio.
They're fucking awesome. This is what makes us sound so amazing. And
I know. Everybody says that.
I've gotten so many compliments about how well we sound on this show. And this all goes to preach.
And you also get to see Preach's face expression. Yeah.
During
the
we
have his own emoji set when this motherfucker's over.
They do podcasts, live radio, and even Facebook live broadcast. It's a really cool place. It's like all hooked up and like it's there's like cushion
nice.
Things on the wall for sound and stuff.
It's super nice.
I don't know, but if for more information, check them out on castsoundlab.com. Email them info@castsoundlab or give them a call, 929-249-0522. We are at 55 Meadow Street in Brooklyn. And
it's awesome.
It's in Williamsburg where all the man buns are. So you can come here for that too, because there's a few artists in this building, by the way. And every time I leave here, I'm like, we have a show called Whore Affordable Decisions. Hello.
They look like lumberjack men. I don't know. They're pretty hot though.
I'm with it.
I will take drugs and urinate on myself in your treehouse. Like I would do that with
don't
you, man. But
no, literally,
from
that's
Williamsburg.
Her. That's her.
I'm leaving again.
We're all aware.
Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. Hello.
I said I will urinate.